first of all, Richard, congratulations on the new job. What are you hoping to bring to this role with the first team squad, would you say?
Obviously, I've had a lot of experience in the past at all different levels, right from League 2 to Premier League. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands dirty. Obviously, I've been working a lot with the academy, but the gaffer pulled me yesterday and asked me if I'd be an extra pair of hands and an extra pair of eyes. So, listen, we're all pulling in the same direction, and whatever we can do to get points on the board, then we'll all be pulling together to do that. That's all of us, from Andy, Mark, Jonathan Greene, and me and Torps, working with the strikers, and obviously the gaffer. It's a small club, we all have to pull together.
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody through the club.
Mm-hmm. You watched a lot of games, sat in front of myself in the press box. I mean, what improvements do you think can be made, Richard, having seen the team play?
I think there's been a lot of positives, but I think it's just small details. And the gaffer was put in a session this morning about finishing in and around the areas. I think obviously the cutting edge of the team needs to be improved. But if you think about it, it's not just about the strikers. It's about everybody. It's about creating chances. We haven't missed bundles and bundles of chances. So it's everybody. It's a team effort. We've got 9 games left. I'm right behind the gaffer, and I know the rest of the staff is. We'll all stick together, be positive, and we'll get these points that we need.
Yeah, and how much are you looking forward to working closely with the gaffer, Richard? What do you like about him, his qualities as a manager, would you say?
He's an honest, hard-working guy. He's come in. Obviously, the players are here. When he came in, he's working hard to try and get the points on the board. I think we need a little bit of luck, like you all do. But like I said, he had a fantastic season last season at Scunthorpe. He's a fantastic manager, and I'm sure he'll get us out of where we are at the moment.
Yeah, I know when I spoke to you before you left here as a player when you retired, you said you wanted to get involved in first team coaching. You're hoping that can be the first step towards a career in this environment.
I think everybody wants to work up the ladder. It's nice the gaffer has given me the opportunity to go in with his team and his squad, and obviously I'll have my opinion, and obviously I'm quite opinionated. I always have been throughout my career, but that's just the way I am. I think with the strikers and stuff, I'll work with them along with Torps, and we'll try and get them firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, are there similarities now to the position when you were brought in as a player as well 2 years ago? Can you see the parallels? Do you feel this squad stronger than it was back then?
Yeah, I actually mentioned that this morning to a couple of people. It's very similar to when I came in 2 years ago as a player. Backs against the wall, 10 games left. We have to dig in. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? We need that cohesive spirit to get us through it, and if we don't have that, then we'll struggle. But I can tell you now, I can feel it. The training today was fantastic tempo, really high tempo. But the lads, like the gaffer said today, they've set the standard in training. Now can we carry it into game situation? The clock is ticking, so everybody needs to be stand up and be counted for, and that's the players as well.
Yeah, the club were on a longer run without a win back then. Is that cause for more encouragement than it was?
Of course, and with the form guide with the bottom five, I think up until Saturday we were scoring the highest. So it's a mini league at the bottom of the league. We have to win that league and we'll stay in the division.
Yeah, can you help with the mental side of things as well? Because the home form has been tricky, and there's a couple of big matches coming up at Boon Crescent. You've played at York City where maybe the crowd weren't with you, I think, at the start of your career. Is that something you can help maybe the younger lads with and deal with that?
Yeah. I think you've got to be mentally tough to deal with it, and I think them players who can deal with it will go on to very successful careers. And yeah, the fans want to see us winning, but so do the players, so do the staff. And you know what, with the fans booing the team, is it going to help us? Personally, I don't think it is. So we all need to get together. We all need to push one way and really drive this team on. The gaffer's doing that, and all his staff are doing that, and the fans, they can be that 12th man, and I'm sure they will be.
Yeah,
them home games.
And to be fair, there was a fair amount of vocal support prior to the end of the game, wasn't it, during Tuesday's match?
Listen, I think the York fans are fantastic. They have a right to say what they think, but we need to be positive. We need to keep positive. And if we do that, then I'm sure, well, I'm 100% sure we'll have enough to stay in this league.
Yeah, being a York City fan as you are, Richard, just sum up to me what it'll mean to keep this club up this season to yourself.
Oh, well, it's a massive part of my life. It gave me the opportunity to go on to what I did. I came back and we managed to stay in the league. My kids are York City fans. I live in the city. Mm-hmm. I said, so we don't want to be going to the Vanarama, do we?
No.
So let's not go there. No. Let's not talk about it.
And so much good work going on, isn't there? So you, exactly. you want to carry that momentum and
we've got the new stadium on the horizon. We've got this training ground. I mean, it's a fantastic facility for a League Two club. There's a lot of positive things happening with this club, and the results need to back it up, what's going off the pitch.
Yeah, brilliant.